WQBL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30. This is the WQBL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KD2HJC.
KD2HHX.
Good morning, that station. All I got was the X. This is Alpha Alpha 2 Golf Charlie. The name here is Ted Tango Echo Delta.
The call sign is KG2HHX.
KG2HHX, good morning. How are you today? I didn't get your name.
The name is Ryan. How are you this morning?
Okay, Ryan, just running errands around town. And how are you? Are you mobile or at a base station? Ryan, if that was you, I didn't make much of anything on that transmission. Try again.
I'm operating from a handheld in Bayside, Queens.
Okay, that one was a little better. I am driving around the Long Beach area. I hope you're having a good day.
You as well. I have a question. Do you know of anywhere that I could have a mobile radio installed in my vehicle?
I really don't. Someone on the air might be able to help you a bit. Years ago, I used to have a guy that I knew that was in Limark who helped me install, do a permanent installation. The installation I have now is more self-made, without drilling holes or doing anything like that. I have cables routed under the rug, and I'm using the cigarette lighter adapter rather than go through the firewall of the car. But maybe someone else on the air at some point will be able to help you better, Ryan.
Now, the problem with the cigarette lighter is if you're drawing too many amps, you can damage your vehicle's electrical system.
Yeah, I'm well aware. I don't ever transmit on hyper. And I've been doing this probably for about 10 years now without a problem. So at first when I did it after using a direct line to the battery of the car, I was a little skeptical, but it has worked out at least for me. Ryan, are you still there? I am almost home, so I'm going to say 7-3 and make this my last, but you sounded better on the last two transmissions. This is AA2GC.
All right, so long. The call sign is KD2HHX, and the name is Ryan.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WJ2B mobile listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KT2JKC listening.
WP2EAV.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WP2VAV.
WP2EAV responded.
WP2EAV. Hi, Ed. It's Fry, KD2REK. How you doing today?
Can't complain. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing good, my friend. All good. I had a little bit of sunshine today. Makes me happy. So, fine. Sorry I didn't get to see you at the, Levittown Library for the ham fest.
That's all right. First of all, it was Levittown Hall, not the Levittown Library. Just doesn't really matter, certainly not now. But also, it was only at the ham fair from really 9 to 10. Then I went inside to help out with the PE exam. And when it's over, I had to go straight home. So I didn't spend much time there.
Oh, okay. In and out, that's fine. That's nice you help out the exam. How was the crowd for the exam? Did you have a lot of people?
Yes, about 8.
That's substantial, I would think. 8's good. Hopefully they all passed and are on their way to the next license. Unless there were some extras there. I'm going to try for my extra soon.
All right. Let's see. I believe 7 of the 8 passed. And the 8th one, we spent some time with them saying, no, you're obviously doing something wrong. This is what you have to do. And he took the lesson, and I think he's planning on coming back. Let me think. Yes, this coming Saturday, they're just doing the BE exam at Levittown Hall, and he said he'd be there. Fortunately, I can't be there. I got kidnapped by the Boy Scouts.
Oh, that's nice. Were you off? Were we passed, or maybe somewhere upstate? Maybe, I think the Eagle is over. Operation Eagle. Now it's probably Operation Easter Rabbit. Whatever it may be. Yeah, Boy Scouts was fun. Over to you.
You mentioned war effects. No, but I will be there tomorrow, but that's a totally different subject. But, there was a problem, and they had to shuffle around the schedule. And then we would have a 5-mile day hike on West Hills Park on Saturday, and I would lead it. And I had to back down from my offer to help on the Saturday exam. I can't be in two places at the same time. And usually the VE exams have plenty of coverage, whereas with the Boy Scouts hiking around West Hills Park, I think if I wasn't there, they would get completely lost and wouldn't be found till next Thursday.
Yeah, that could be too much. Are you going to do maybe some compass work or some direction finding for them?
A classic mapping compass. On the other hand, if all does fail, I do have the All Trails Hikers app on my phone. But that's only a last bit desperate measure. So I've done this hike maybe 8-9 times. So if I don't know it now, if I need to use a hiker's app on my smartphone, that's pathetic.
Well, sometimes if the trailhead or the trail itself is a main, it could be difficult, and it is. It is coming up on spring, so whatever leaves were down, it's really not active yet. We'll see what happens. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll have a good time. West Hills. I think I'm near there now. Happy enough. On my way to King Point. Oh, boy.
I've never been to West Hills Park. It's near the intersection of Loyal Expressway and the Northern State Parkway and Route 110. the exit before Route 110 is Round Swamp Road. The next cross street above the northern state is Jericho Turnpike. That rectangle is pretty well filled up by West Hills Park. I'd say about three-quarters of that real estate is West Hills Park. It's huge, it's pristine, and it's delightful.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. What are you guys doing for ticks? Anything in particular? You putting tape on your legs? Any special garments? It's been my biggest concern with hiking lately. The past 5 years, it's gotten, like, out of control, the tick population.
No, the tick population's been out of control for more like 20 years. No, we don't do anything along those lines. The main thing is just self-inspection. And it's, you know, not really that big a deal if you don't just blow it off. If, you know, you check out stuff when you get home. And these days, Lyme disease isn't what it was. I mean, now every doctor, you know, back in the early days, and people didn't know what it was, then it was a real problem. But now every doctor knows exactly what to look for, so it's not that big, it's a big deal that it used to be.
Well, that's good to hear, thank goodness. Yes, we check ourselves, we check someone else, they check us, mainly the hair. And I was out east at a campsite, National Park, in my trailer, in the middle of sand, in the middle of nowhere, that I'm like, there's no tricks here, and I found three. So, I tell you, it's really unpredictable. But it is what it is. When we used to camp in the 60s, very rarely did we have tricks. So, I guess you're right about the 20-year thing. Over to you.
Yeah, although I will tell you, where we are in West Hills Park, I don't recall anybody having problems with ticks. Now, out where Woolworth Pass is, it's in the middle of the Pine Barrens. That's kind of like tick central.
82REK. Yeah, it is. I know there's a lot of ticks on Nassau County at the Nassau County Park there off of 106, where the King Zog house was. A lot of ticks there. Holy cow. Come out covered. Good to know there's a spot without them. And I like that park out in Lloyd Harbor on the neck. That's a pretty good park. A lot of fun there. But like you said, you know, I'm sure medically we address everything a lot different now, a lot faster, and they'll be able to identify them. And of course, we bring it up and in a lot of text words. So it is different. You're not wrong there. Over to you.
Now, when you say the King's Dog place, you're referring to Ohika Castle, which isn't too far from 106, but it's not on 106. But I must admit, it's not that far. But I assume you're talking about Ohika Castle. Oh, wait a minute. Mutton Town Preserve. That's it. 106.
That's correct. Mutton Town Preserve. King Zog, we used to in the 70s, when it was a military pool, and it went to funk. We used to get diesel and fill up the tanks that they left behind, start them up, and go across the property on them, which was a lot of fun. And then Gary bought the place and made it what it is today. It's beautiful. I like having lunch there, or brunch on Sundays, always a good time. But the preserve is just what I'm speaking of, King Zog. I believe he's King of Albania or whatever. They built that place and they had a guard outside of it before it went to ruins. and they said the treasure was buried somewhere in the house. The only problem is there's no house anymore. It's just cement pylons and some fountain, some railing, but over the years it's all been, it's over, gone. Over to you.
Yeah, I've hiked around Mountain Preserve a fair amount, and I don't really do it there anymore. For a number of years in the 90s, and maybe, in, yeah, like from around, as recently as around 2010, I think, they had two campsites where Boy Scouts could camp out. The only problem with Mountain Preserve is it's this beautiful expanse, but there are no bathrooms. Now, when we were sleeping over, that was an issue, but now to just walk around, it's less of an issue, but it still is a matter of some concern, particularly if it's not getting kind of crowded and you can't just slip behind a tree.
Yeah, that's true. No restrooms. And a lot of horse trails there. That's what it is primary. People are coming across the street. A lot of horseback riding in there. So, I don't know. I like that park out in Woodpeck. That's a really nice park. I like to hike around there. And if you want to go in the woods, you go in the woods. If you want to walk on the blacktop, you walk on the blacktop. As far as camping goes, I like to camp in a trailer. I really don't tent it anymore. Used to, but no more. And if I am going to tent it, going to be on my roof of my truck, so I just enjoy that. It's a good time. How about yourself?
Yeah, I assume in Lloyd's Neck you're referring to Comset State Park. I've been there a number of times. It's not one of my, you know, top places to go, but yeah, absolutely, it's beautiful. The problem with Comset is there are even more beautiful places that are more convenient. I guess that's a good problem to have, having too many beautiful places to go to. Alright, I'm getting to where I gotta be. I'm gonna have to sign in about a minute.
Okay, buddy. That sounds good. So, WB3AG, wishing you a fantastic rest of the day. This is KD2REK. I'll be clear on your final. Enjoy the conversation as always. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. You have a nice afternoon. And with that, WB2EAV, we'll be clear.
QREK, KD2AKX. REK, you still on the frequency?
Buddy, 82AKX, 82RK. Sorry, I'm on echo link. I just got a new truck, and I didn't get the antenna in yet. How you doing, pal?
When you get a chance, give me a phone call.
82REK will be clear.
Thank you.
WB2EAZ.
KA2UTO.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Ed, how you doing? What's up?
I am leaving Miami Canyon, where I had strict instructions. If A, B, and C happen to the vehicle, bring it over, and they just put a scan tool on it and said, all right, now I know where to look next. So he said he'll call me when he's ready for the next step, and meanwhile, I'm going to the supermarket.
Okay. I recently had problems with my Malibu, and when I took it to my local guy that I use most often, put a scanner, like a handheld scanner on it, didn't find any codes whatsoever, no codes. But I knew there was something wrong because I was getting warning lights and stuff. So I took it over to a guy who had a much more sophisticated scanner. He found that both my front wheel hub assemblies were missing.
Yeah, not all the scanners show the brake stuff. Apparently, it was a brake issue, and not all of the scanners show that. I know the inexpensive do-it-yourself scanners usually do not do the brakes. On the other hand, the brakes are much more touchy-feely. You don't really need the scanner as much.
Yeah, but if you wait until you can feel them, it's a more expensive job.
I understand fully, but as a general rule, if you know what to do, it is not that hard to visually check the wear on the brake pads. If you know where to look, it's not bad at all.
Enough, true enough. But I said to myself, why does this guy have a dinky little scanner that won't show the code, you know? I got curious and I see what these scanners look for. His garage spent a couple of $1,000s, they would have a decent scanner. And then they would be doing more work rather than sending it elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you can get low-end scanners very, very inexpensively today. But, you know, they're not that thorough. They're handy for the basic stuff, but they don't have all of the accessories that the couple of $1,000 ones. You know, a couple of $1,000 ones have much more elaborate diagnostics. But normally I'm perfectly happy with the simple ones. And it's come through, it's come in very handy many times. And as a general rule, if that one doesn't cut the mustard, it'll wait till I get to the mechanic.
Understood, but my point being that if this garage had invested in a slightly better scanner, they would have detected the problem and been able to done the, you know, to do the work themselves and therefore make a profit, rather than you don't know what's wrong and I have to go to a different garage to find out and have them do the work.
That'll be a 4, NYS.
W4, I believe it was. Your audio's a little bit high and distorted. Try backing off the mic. But first, let me just say, Gary, that seems to be the Harvard MBA approach, is don't spend any money to maximize profit. Of course, we know how well that works. The break station, give it another try.
Yeah, hey, it's J.R., how are you copying?
Hey, coming in readable enough, JR. Well, what's the call sign again?
W4NYF, New York Flyer.
Okay, nice to hear you, JR. This is Gary, and you're on also with Ed. Were you with New York Flyer by any coincidence?
My father was a lieutenant. I was with the Port Authority for 30 years and 50 years as a volunteer firefighter upstate.
Fine business. Let me turn it over to Ed. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, but what I was saying, Gary, was the contemporary business model, according to the Harvard MBAs, is don't spend any, you know, businesses don't spend any money to maximize profits. and I refer you to Deepwater Horizon, Boeing 737 planes, and just to show you how well that scheme works.
You didn't say anything about the Dreamliner. Wonder what kind of dream that is. Over to you, JR.
So, just wanted to chime in about brakes and this and that. Want to replace my rotors and brakes of my 2016 F-150. And guess what? Ford discontinued carrying pads. Now, I've always went to the manufacturer since 30 years ago. My partner bought stuff from a local auto shop, and the rotors rusted out while he was driving. So I asked a friend of mine, what's the best I can get? And the name of the company is Power Stop. You know, and they sell them on Parts Geek and Rock Auto Place.
I've got some Rock Auto, pairs from Rock Auto and the like, and I'm very happy with them.
So, well, you know, it must have been a potluck thing for him. My guy's in the firehouse, an auto mechanic, and he said the quality of the brakes and stuff coming from China the last number of years has became more strict and better quality. So it was quite a bit of money to go with the, you know, the top of the line Power Stop. But you know, I do use the truck as an emergency vehicle, so I want the best there is. Anyway, I'm in my driveway. So, I'll listen out and listen to you guys for a minute. 73s, hope you all have a good, safe week, and that'll be it. I'll be clear.
Where are you located, JR?
Right now, Rego Park, but I only have a quarter wave whip on because, you know, all the malls and shopping plazas have garages with a 7-foot limit. I already, you know, bent one of my best antennas over like a pretzel. So I drive around the city with a quarter wave. W4NYS.
Okay, well, it's doing the job. Nice to hear you. W4NYF signing, K-8-2-UTF and company. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I know that drill with the quarter wave, and they were fine. Right now, I have a 5/8 wave here, but like you said, if there are low ceilings, it's a big problem, yeah. Right now, I'm not in a low ceiling situation, so it's not an issue, but I have a 5/8 wave handy if it comes in handy. Meanwhile, Gary, I am in the parking lot. Should I abandon you? Gary?
Yeah, I just had to tell some kids to watch where they were firing a soccer ball, not into my shed.
I'm sorry. My condolences to your shed, but I gotta go. I'm parked. Any parting comments?
Not really. I mean, I could think of a million things to say, but I'd rather just say 7-3.
Well, whatever it's worth, I'll probably be back in about 40 minutes or so. Don't have a big shopping to do. But if not, you have a very pleasant afternoon. And by the way, for the record, tomorrow, hopefully the weather won't be too bad, because I have to go out to Wayne River. We'll probably be leaving at about 11 and heading back about 3, but all of that is tentative.
USL, yeah, well, I'll be sitting in the shack for quite a while, so they'll catch you in a while.
You enjoy WB2EAB.
E2YMU, sound check.
W2VL, repeater.
Sounds okay, KA2UTF.
KA2UTF, KA2YMU, thank you for that.
No problem.
WP2EAV.
UTF.
You waited for me. How noble.
Yes, I am rather noble.
Did I miss anything exciting?
KA2UTF. Well, the reason I'm chained to my desk here is that I may have told you, I don't know. I'm the healthcare proxy for a person who's like desperately ill, coordinating everything.
Understand. Can I say you're doing a mitzvah?
Yeah, she's a good friend for many decades. A long time ago, she asked me to be the healthcare proxy, and now the time has come.
Is this getting up close and personal, or is this just a paperwork exercise?
Talking to a lot of doctors and healthcare facilities, back and forth, every specialty you could think of.
Understand, yes. Yes, I have seen that before.
Yeah, I haven't used this much medical leave since I was getting sick.
Yeah, it was all getting ready for this. That's what it really was.
That's a heck of a long prep.
Hey, it's never too long.
Yeah, well, even though I'm fully retired, I can keep up with all the medical literature, and unlike a lot of my colleagues, I haven't surrendered my credentials. I could start doing my thing again tomorrow if I wanted to.
If you wanted to, but is there somebody who would want to bring you on?
Ed, they would roll out a red carpet.
Yeah, I think you're aware of my situation, which is kind of the opposite.
Yeah, you managed to snag some employment there for a while. Still desirous of that?
Absolutely, positively. And lately, I've actually been having fun going on the occasional interview, and I really, really, really am having fun on these interviews. Having no problems whatsoever, doing fine, and I never hear another word.
Yeah, well, you went through that last time, but then you wound up working somewhere.
I have refined it. What it is, I only end up with small outfits. The bigger, more professional outfits, it always plays out the same. I guess the smaller ones are on distribution for the memo.
I get it. So you'll find a small firm again. I'm sure they're out there. Yeah, in my case, you see, there's a shortage of experienced personnel, so no, I would have no problem. But honestly, I'm not in the mood.
That is fully your prerogative. It's just that I am very much in the mood. And I have every evidence to show that it is not misplaced. But, like I said, the only thing to pan out was the mom-and-pop outfits. And there aren't as many mom-and-pop outfits that do, that have neat people who do what I do. I got to put a spot of petrol in the tank. I'll be back in about 3 minutes, okay?
K-A-2-U-T-F.
WV2AV.
Yep, N2JXR. N2JXR, go ahead, Gary, on the set.
Yeah, how you doing, Garrett? Bob on this end. So, yeah, I just heard that conversation, so, yeah, someone's sick. Heard it, so, life goes on. Yeah, yeah, it's a difficult thing, but it's something I did with my entire career, so I can sure do it for a friend when they need it. Yeah, understood. Yeah, well, I got my son, so hopefully he'll help me out when the day comes. So. But anyway, yeah, I'm out here in Brentwood. I'm working a job here, so hopefully I'm making it on your end. Hey, no, you sound good. You sound good from Brentwood. You seem to be coming in through the Glen Oaks machine. Is that right? What is it? 850. Wow. Now, Brentwood is on the east end of Long Island, am I right? Yeah, sorta. Yeah, so where are you at? I'm in northeast Queens. I'm not too far from the repeater, but you're getting into the same antenna, shall we say. Even though I think you're probably... I'm not exactly sure about Brentwood's location. But I think you may be closer to the ones out east. Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, that's right. But you sounded pretty good from northeast Queens. Yeah, it's not a long trip from my place to the repeater, so I should sound okay. Even though if I walk around my house with a rubber duck, there are places where it simply will not key up the machine. So. Radio waves are quirky, what can I tell you? So you say you're on the job now? Go ahead. Yeah, I watch this building for 3 days. Go back to my regular job. It's extra money. Why not? That building must need more security than it's worth.
WD2EAB is back.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, it was robbed a month ago. $40,000, so it's an inside job, anyway. All right, that's the station car.
No, this is Ed, WV2EAB. I was talking to Gary. I stopped for a minute to buy gas, and I come back. And I just want to let Gary know I successfully accomplished with topping off my tank. Aren't you proud of me?
That's Ed. He's a man of vast knowledge, but he dwells on little things. So how low do you let your tank go before you have the urge to put more gas in?
This was a special case. I actually only was down to 3/4 of a tank. But I've been...